Okay, today is Daf Mem Gimel. We are on Mem Beis Amud Beis by the two dots, four or five lines where the wides are still skinny. It's the third word on the line, Tana Rabbanan. Okay, till we get to the next two dots, it's not so bad. After that, it's a very difficult daf today. We do our best. It's a real Baba Kama, it's a challenge. Tana Rabbanan says in a brisa, says in a pasuk. Behemis ish o isha, right? That pasuk is in full. V'im shor nagahu mitmol shulsham amuad v'hu ad bebaila v'lo yishmerenu behemis ish o isha. What happens? Hashor yisakel v'gambal of yumas. Fine. Pasuk continues. In kofar yushas ala v'nasa pidyon afsho v'chal shay yushas ala. Fine. So Amar Bikiva, v'chima bad zel landenu. What is this pasuk coming to teach us? Im lechayiv ala isha keish. If it's coming to tell you that a shor is chayev mitha, a muad, if it kills a woman, just like if it kills a man, we know that already. Harei kvar nemar, it already says in the very previous pasuk that I just read you, kiyigach shor es ish o es isha. Right? V'meis, the pasuk continues, tzakal yisakal hashor, v'gam v'lo yachal es besaro, u'bal hashor naki. We already know that from the previous pasuk, that a man and a woman are considered equal. And as we had in the Mishnah, so are children. Even though they're not gedolim, it's still considered the same thing. Ella, rather, it must be another limud to tell me why it has to single out ish and isha. Lahakish isha le'ish. To compare an isha to an ish. Ma'ish nizakov liyarshav. Just like a man. Damages that are paid to him are paid to his yarshim. Af isha, so too a woman, nizakeha liyarsheha. Any damages that are due her are paid to who? Her yarshim. Who her yarshim? Not her husband. That's the key here. Not her husband. Who is it? It's children from a previous marriage, children from a present marriage, not her husband. He's not considered one of her inheritors. So Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds, lo yarez lo baal. The husband doesn't, what is the husband? The husband doesn't inherit? The husband's the number one inheritor. For Tanya, V'yarash osa mikan shabal yarash yisitra divrei Rabbi Akiva. What's going on here? Ish and isha are the same regarding that Yerusha, but that was just like a man yarshins to. By the way, a wife is not a person who inherits a husband. She's not. Only his son. Not a wife. So to her. What do you mean so to her? She does inherit. He does inherit his wife. Right. So what's going on? Amar ish lakish, no, lo amar ela b'kofer. What Rabbi Akiva meant was kofer. Kofer, that he doesn't inherit. Why not? Hoel v'ein mishtalim el achar misa, because it's only paid after death. It's only paid after death. V'havale ro'i, that's only, it's called something that's ro'i. Something that will come, but it's not due. V'ein habal notel b'ro'i kibimuchsak. A Baal does not inherit ro'i, this potential claims out there, the way he does muhzak claims. Therefore, that kofar, that he doesn't inherit. And my taima, why not? Amar kra, because the Torah says, v'hemis ish o isha hashor yisokel. If a shor kills a man or a woman, the shor gets killed. And the gambail of yumas, that's not true, right? We do not kill the husband. That pasuk means, we're going to get to what that pasuk means. Im kofar yushas olav. Then the third thing, the pasuk, by the way, is kofar. After she's long dead, then the kofar payment. He is not entitled to that. The husband is not entitled to that kofar payment. Who is? Her relative, her yarshin, her yarshiners, her, the people that will yarshin her. Now, okay, so far so good? Okay. Now, getting back, what about if it were Takah b'nizakin? What if it would be nizakin? Ubinizakin lo amar Rabbi Akiva, and regarding other nizikin, not kofar, nizikin damages. Rabbi Akiva never said that the Baal doesn't yarshin. That's the Gemara's question. Rabbi Akiva never said the Baal doesn't yarshin. He did say that. Where did he say that? V'hatanya, but we looked at a brisa. Listen to this brisa. Hika esa isha. A guy hits a woman. Viyatsu yilodeha. And she miscarries. Nosin nezek v'tzar l'isha. You pay the nezek and the tzar to the isha. Why? Because he damaged her. What about ripui sheves and boshes? So all these reasons why they're not here. The Tosva says the reason why they're not here. Listen to this. He says, what are you paying a deductible for? Because she miscarried. That doesn't cost more than having a baby. So anyway, she was going to pay the doctor bill when she had a baby. So now she had a miscarriage, went to the doctor to deal with the miscarriage. Why should you pay for that? She was going to have a baby in 9 months. That was going to cost whatever it was going to cost. Now you gave her miscarriage after 8 months, so she had to run to the doctor. So anyway you were going to have to pay for that. Right? Same thing with Sheves. She was out of work. So anyway, when a woman has a baby, she goes out of work. Right? So what's the difference if she's out of work in a month early? What's the difference? Why should you pay for that? That's what Tosafot said. That's why you don't want to pay for Sheves and Ripui and Sheves. And Boshes, he didn't intend to do that. He didn't intend to embarrass her. So he wants to pay for Ripui, Sheves, and Boshes. That's Tosafot's pshat. Now, Udmei Vlados, Labal. If the Dmei Vlados, that goes to the husband, which the Gemara will say, and I'm not sure why that is. That goes to the husband. The value of the lost baby goes to the husband. Ein Habal, what if there is no husband? There's no husband. No Shein Liyarshav. It goes to his relatives. The Dmei Vlados, the value of the lost fetus, goes to his relatives. Ein Ha'isha, if there's no wife, she's not alive anymore. No Senes Liyarsheha. It goes to her relatives. Says Rabbi Akiva, it doesn't go to him. It goes to her relatives. Rabbi Akiva, we said, that we'll try to find a case of kofar. Oh, why? Everything goes inherited to the husband. We have a bright thing here that's not true. Now.
Yeah, but originally it goes to the husband.
But he's not, what if she's not alive? Who does it go to? It goes to her relatives. Why doesn't it go to the Baal? The Gemara is going to answer, no, they're divorced. So of course it doesn't go to the Baal. They're not married to each other. That's what the Gemara is going to answer. Now, before we get to the answer to the question about the divorce, the Gemara continues, I'm not sure, there's a Pnei Yeshua here, why the Gemara continues to read the Braisa that's not relevant to our discussion. Now, what does the Braisa say? Hoysa shivcha v'nishtachvara. What if she was a freed shivcha? And Rashi says, the husband was also a freed eved. And they both die. And now there's nobody, they both die. So they don't have any relatives. Why? Because just like we say that a ger, that nizgayer, becomes a katan shenolad, so too an eved that's magayer. An eved kenani that's freed becomes a full-fledged Jew, no relatives. Her husband, also an eved that was freed, no relatives. Right? Or she's a gioris, no relatives. Zacha, then the mazik gets to keep the money. Why? Because halacha is that anything that belongs to a ger, you can raid the house. When a ger dies with no relatives, you raid the house. Well, who's the first one there can get the stereo? Well, there's no Yarshin, there's no relatives. So, same thing over here. What's he going to do? Pay it? What's he going to do? He's the first person to be zochet. Therefore, he can keep it. What's that doing here? I don't know. That has nothing to do with our Gemara. There's a Pnei Yeshua what it's doing here, but I didn't understand what he said. Anyway, Amar Rabba. So Rabbi answers the question. You know why in this Braisa it says that Rabbi Akiva holds that the money of Nezikin goes to her Yorshim and not to her husband? Very simple. The Gerusha, she was divorced. They weren't married anymore. Why should it go to the husband? They weren't married anymore. V'chei, number of Nachman, the Gerusha. They said they're divorced. So therefore, what happens if she had damage? Of course it goes to her children. It doesn't go to him. They're not married anymore.
Of course it doesn't. What would they think that it would even
have a chance for? What do you mean? If she's walking down the street and she finds a lottery ticket. No, it's a Giora. It's a regular girl.
She's a Gerusha, though.
What?
The answer is she's a Gerusha. That's obvious.
What? It's obvious, right?
Yeah.
So how else are we going to explain it? How else are we going to explain it? I hear you. It's obvious. It is obvious. I don't know. Now, I don't know. I hear what you're saying. It's obvious, but there's no other way to explain this Braisa. What would you think? The only possible thing I can think of is what the Gemara is going to say right now. Amri, but wait a minute. Grusha, if they're divorced, nami tiflog b'dmei v'lados. Why does he get the dmei v'lados? They're divorced, yeah? So we said, she gets the nezek and the tzar, that goes to her. Ripu shevis and boshes, she doesn't get it, they would have paid it anyway. Who gets the dmei v'lados? The husband. Why? They're not married anymore. It's her body. Ein echanami, he's the father. his fees of. So why? So the Gemara's answer, it's a pasuk. You're right, that doesn't make any sense. That's a pasuk. There's a kasuv. The father always, even if, as the pasuk says, Amar Papa, Hutra, Zachsa, Hatorah. I'm sorry, Hatorah, Zachsa, Demevalados, Labal. The Torah said so. Afilu Bala Bisnus. Even if it's a Avera, even if it's a Maisa Avera. Right? He has a relation with a Maisa Avera woman, a Zona. He walks into a Zona house, has relations, and she gets pregnant. Those laws belong to him. What kind of svar is that? The Torah said? Why? My time, why? Amar Kra, Karsha Yasha, Talav, Bala Isha. Very good.
So it's a pasuk. Can't argue on a pasuk. Pasuk says that the dmei vlados go to the husband. The dmei nezek, that goes to her. Ah, what about him? Nothing, I'm married.
Okay. Now, says Rabba, the nukmei l'rabba, why do we have to come onto a case of divorce? I have a better way to explain the answer that they can stay married. And why doesn't he get it? Ah, then we say he gets yarsh. Doesn't he say he gets nezek? So we say, yeah, just like kofar is something that didn't come yet, and since it's something that didn't come yet, he's not entitled to it. So too, we're gonna see in a minute, it could be that the value of nezek is also something that didn't come yet. For example, we know the halacha is, I'll say it outside because it's easier. The halacha that a bechor gets pishnayim, right? So the bechor gets pishnayim. So let's say the father dies. And there's three brothers, Bechor and two other brothers. And they're dividing up the estate. Happens to be, there's a guy out there that owes the father money. Does the Bechor get Pishnayim of that? Or, let's say the father bought a lottery ticket the week before. He died, and he won. Does the Bechor get Pishnayim of that? At the time the father died, that was some pipe dream. Right? All you need is a dollar and a dream. That was a dream. What happened? It came in. Does the son get Pishnayim of that? That's a big machlokas in Baba Basra. Why? What's the machlokas? The machlokas is that muchzak? Am I getting that money? Or is it roy? It's only out there. Kofar, we said, was out there. A lottery ticket is out there. A debt? That might not be out there. Guy owes me $1,000. He owed it to me for 10 years. So does the Bechor get Pishnayim of that $1,000 that's been owed for 10 years? It's a machlokas. Says the Gemara, what do you have to come onto a case of a garrison to say such a pshita thing? They're not married anymore. No, they're married. But what, all this stuff, all these nezek money that's due to her, is that considered out there or not? We said Kofar is considered out there. Maybe this is also out there. If it's out there, he's not entitled to it. That's all. Why do you have to be so complicated? Not complicated. You have to say something that's so pashut, they're not married? They are married. It's a whole machlokas about whether or not things that are out there are considered hers or not. By Bechor we have that machlokas. Same thing. Venuk me l'rava, say to Rava, say Kigon, for example, Shagavu Mos. The money's out there. Well, according to Rava, Rava holds money out there, money owed out there is not considered money. Uler of Nachman can go and shagavu karka. Karka owed is not considered money. Right? He owes me the field. The Amar Rabba, gavu karka. Karka, yeshlo. Karka would be pishnayim. In other words, the father dies, there's a piece of land out there that's going to become due, gone back to the father, but the father's not alive. So what? That's considered already collectible. The Bechor would get pishnayim of that. Mos, bills, dollars, ain't low. We're not going to do the exact opposite. Gavu mos yeshlo, gavu karka einlo. Money yeah, karka no. So say the same thing by a loan, by a nizikin over here. Say the same thing over here. Is it out there? It's out there. Therefore, he's not entitled to it with the husband. Amri. So we answered back. Hani mili livnei marava liba derabanan. That was all that machlokas. Between Rabba and Rav Nachman, two Amoroyim, was only in the Shita of the Rabbanon. This is in the ninth parak of Baba Basra. We'll get there in a year, and less than a year, and no, maybe you know, less, a little less. And that's according to that's one side of the machlokas. Ki kamri hacha ki Revi. What we're talking about over here, Revi. Revi held nobody holds this, or they learned in Revi that nobody holds this. Nobody holds that there's an issue of whether before the Bechor, would this be considered out there? So too, for being owed money, For Nezek, nobody would consider it as being out there, and therefore it's not a factor. Therefore, that's not a distinction. Therefore, we have to fall back on the fact that they simply were no longer married. Okay? That, my friends, was the easy part of today's daf. That's no joke. Next, I'm Rav Shur ben Lakish. What?
So they hold that it's not, or that it is. In other words, instead of being involved in the machlokas, they hold that it's
there's no machlokas. Everybody would agree. Everybody would agree that that's considered muksak. Right? If a bechor the lottery ticket, that would be considered muksak. So the machlokas. Everybody holds it's muksak. It was only a pipe dream. So what? The father owned the ticket. It came in. Guy owes $1,000. That gets considered muksak. The bechor gets pishnayim. She's owed money because someone damaged her. That's considered muksak.
So the only way that we push him off is by saying
the only way exactly. That was all in one side of that machlokas over there in Boa Basra. But we're going on the other side. Okay, therefore we're stuck. The only thing only way we can answer it is to say they weren't married anymore. What's the chiddush of that? That's a good question. Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Shor shehemis et al eved. If a shor kills an eved, shelo b'kavana, without kavana, pater mishloshim shkalim. There is no shloshim shkalim. Why not? Shenemar, because the pasuk says, Kesef shloshim shkolim yitein la'adonav v'ashor yisakel. If a shor kills an eved, the shor gets killed. Shor murdered. Also, the owner has to pay 30 shekel. So, if there's no kavana, if the animal didn't do it with kavana, the animal's not getting killed. Right? Kol zman shahashor b'skila. If the shor gets skila, habayla mashalim shloshim shkolim. The baal pays 30 shekel. Ein hashor b'skila. If the shor is not getting skila, why is he not getting skila? Because he didn't do it with kavana. It was an accident. Then what? Ein habayla mishalim shloshim shkalim. The owner doesn't have to pay the 30 shekel. Okay? That's the easy one. Here's the hard one. Amar Rabba. Says Rabba. Shor shehem is ben chorin. If a shor kills a regular person, a regular guy, shaloba kavana, without kavana, pater mikofer. The owner of that ox does not have to pay kofar. Why not? Same answer. Shenemar hashor yisakel v'gambal of yumas. If kofar yushas olav. Kals man shahashor b'skila. If the shor gets skila. If the shor gets skila. How could a shor get skila? He did it on purpose. Then, ba'al mishalim kofar. Then the owner has to pay kofar. Ein hashor b'skila. But if the animal's not getting skila, why is the animal not getting skila? Because he didn't kill on purpose. And by the mishal and kofar, the owner doesn't have to pay kofar. Pretty simple rule. The Gemara is going to esri Abaya. Abaya says, I have a way that you can pay kofar and the animal will not get skila. I have such a way. How? We have a Mishnah in Ksuvos that says, esri Abaya. Hey, Ms. Chori, as Ploni, if a guy walks into Bezdin and says, I have terrible news. My ox just killed my neighbor. He was crazy, my ox. I'm admitting it. Oh, or Shor Shel Ploni, or my ox killed the other ox. What's the halacha? Hareze Meshalim Al Pi Atzmo. He's paying Al Pi Atzmo. He's mode that his shor killed somebody. What's he paying? What's he paying? My lav, isn't he paying kofar? Isn't he paying kofar? The animal will not get killed. Why? There's no edim. There's no edim. No edim saw this happen. He's admitting, I come in, that terrible news, my ox killed somebody. No edim saw that. The ox didn't get stila. But you have to pay kofar. What do you see? Your rule, Rabbi, is not true. You said they always go hand in hand. Not true. Says the Gemara, no, you don't have to pay kofar. What do you have to pay? Damim. Just because, right? If the person would have not have died, what would you pay? Nezek, tar, ripuy, and sheves. Right, not boshes, because animals don't have boshes. What would you pay? Nezek. You can admit that. So the fact that he died, why does that change anything? Might change, you know, some of the value. Obviously, it does. The guy's not longer alive. Still have to pay nezek. Still killed him. He's still the damage. The damage is so big, he even died. That's what we're talking about. You can go into Bezin and say that. Kofar? Of course, you don't pay kofar. Why? Because the animal's not getting killed. What are you admitting? You're admitting that you have to pay damages. Very simple. It's not a kash at all. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. E, damim, if we're talking about damim, aim a seifa. Look at the seifa of that Mishnah. Hey, Mishori, it's Avdi Shalploni. A guy walks into the bed and says, I have terrible news. My ox just killed my neighbor's Evan. In a Mashalim al Piatmo, you don't pay al Piatmo. Why? Moda Bekanas. Now, the Iba Damim, am I low? But if we're talking about Damim, why not? Why not? Why don't you pay? You could, in that respect, the Evan's no different than a regular guy. Amale says, Rabba, Yachil the Lashnuyalach, I could answer you. Reisha B'damim V'Seifa B'Kanas. The Reisha is talking about Damim, and the Seifa is talking about Kanas. I could answer you that. Mihoever Shnei D'chukah Lo Mashnilach. I'm not going to give you such a bad answer. That's such a dochak answer. Tosa says, not even an answer. It's not even an answer. It's not dochak, it's not even an answer. Why? Because it's apples and oranges. It's not even an answer. But says Rabba, I'm not going to do that. I'll tell you like this. Edi V'Edi Damim. They're both talking about cases of Damim. Both are cases of money. Then what's the problem? We have a very good kasha about the case of the Eved. Why you putter? So the Gemara says as follows. Says Rabba, here's how we're going to learn up this Mishnah in Ksuvus. You ready? Mihu, however, ben chorin, a ben chorin, the mishalim kofer al piatmo. You can pay kofer, I, the kofer knas, whether it's a knas or not. You can pay kofer by yourself, with admitting it. How? Hechi dummy how? Listen to the following case. The E Asu Sahadi, two witnesses come into Besdin, this Adu Ben give testimony to Kotel. They are made that the shark killed a guy. However, the Edom say, V'lo yadana itam hava imur hava. But we don't know anything about this ox. Is it a tam? Is it a mut? We have no idea. We witnessed the ox with full kavana, in kavana lahazik, he killed this guy. Was he a mut? We have no idea. But Amar Mare, and the owner says, yeah, mu'ad ha, it was a mu'ad. Now what did the owner just do? He just was mechayav himself kofar. The mishalim kofar al piyatmo. You're going to pay kofar on that. The animal? The animal's going to get skila. Why is the animal going to get skila? Because even a tam gets skila for murder. The only question was, a tam doesn't pay kofar. So the Edom say, we saw what happened. We saw what happened. So whether or not it's a tam or mu'ad, the animal's getting skila. That's no question about that. Does the owner have to pay kofar? It depends. If it's a tam, no. Is it a mu'ad? Yes. We have no idea. We're passing through. We have no idea. Says the owner, you know, I'm not going to lie. It's a mu'ad. You pay kofar al piatmo. Therefore, hecha deleka edim. There are no edim. There's no edim. Guy walks into Bezin, I have terrible news. Right? What's the halacha? Mishalim damim. Yeah, at least you're going to pay that. You're going to pay damim. The person just died. So that's nezek, though it's the worst. That's the king of worst nezek than that. He's dead. Yeah, now you could admit to that. Says the Gemara, that you have to pay. Gabe eved, but by an eved, ain't a mishalim kanas al piatmo. You can never pay that 30 shekel al piatmo. Never. Why? Moda b'kanas is potter. Therefore, heichi dami. For example, the asu edim. Edim walk in. Vasidu be the katal. They give edus that this animal just killed an eved. The lawyer do itam havi imur havi, but they don't know if it's a tam or a muad. They have no idea. The amar mare muad hu, and the owner says, I have to be honest, it's taka muad. Lo mishdal knas al piyatsmo. Knas is not going to kick in. Why? Because you don't pay knas al piyatsmo. Modu b'knas is potter. Kofar is not a knas. Kofar is not a knas. That's the difference. So the 30 shekel. They don't have to pay. And, by the way, the animal's getting killed. Therefore, hecha deleka edim, when there are no edim, lo mishalim damim. You don't pay damim. That is why the resha on Ksuvas was talking about damim. You walk into Bezin and you say, my ox killed a man. You pay damim. In the Seifa, when the man walks into Bezin and says, my ox just killed an eved, you don't pay damim. Why don't you pay damim? Why don't you pay damim? The ox just killed an eved. Why don't you pay damim? Because if it would have been edim, I couldn't, that's what he's saying. Right? When there's edim, you could pay kofar al piatmo. When there's edim, you can't pay knas al piatmo. Therefore, when there's no Edim, you do have to pay Damim by a man, but when there's no Edim, you don't have to pay Damim by an Eved. There's a very, very, very Yisodostik of Chazanish to explain what is the comparison between Moda Beknas and Damim. What is the link? We're linking them now. What's the link? Right? What, you hear what's going on?
Yeah, because you're saying whatever's happening with Knas is therefore the same thing with the Mammon.
Right, what do you compare to apples and oranges? Right? So he has a whole Richas over here that we can't go into it because we're never going to finish. But he explains the link. He explains the link. What's the link between Moda B'Knas and Damim? Why are we linking the two? Okay. We're not finished because we're going to ask a question on this. We're going to revamp it anyway. Masiv of Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Wait a minute. We have a brisa that says, Kol Shechayev B'min Chorin, Chayev B'Eved. Whatever you chayev for Ben Chorin, you're chayev for an Eved. Whatever you chayev for Ben Chorin, you're chayev for an Eved. Bain B'Kofer, Bain B'Misa. Right? Whether it's Kofer, whether it's Misa. Now, Kofer B'Eved Miyika? There's no such thing as Kofer by an Eved. What did this brisa mean when it said the word Kofer? There's no Kofer by an Eved. What did the brisa mean when it said that word? El Alav, what did it mean? Damim. It meant Damim. We just had this whole distinction between Damim by an Eved and Damim by a regular person. The Bryce says there's no such distinction. There's no such distinction. Okay? Eved and Ben Chorin are the same, whether it's Damim, whether it's Damim, whether it's Misa, the same. What's different? The difference is the Shloshim Shkalim. There's three things going on here. There's three things going on. There's Shloshim Shkalim, that only pays to an Eved. There's Kofer, that only pays to a Ben Chorin. And there's Dan, that goes to both. That goes to both. Right? If you damage an Eved, you have to pay Nezek. If you kill the Eved, you pay Shloshim Shkalim. If you kill a human being, you pay Kofer. If you damage a human being, you pay Danin. So there's three things going on here. So there's the Brisa. They're both the same regarding Misa, that's for sure. The animal gets killed all cases. And it's also the same in Kofer. Kofer can't mean Kofer. It means damim. There's no kofer by an eved. What does it mean? It means damim. There's no shloshim shekel by a human being. So what does it mean? It means damim. Now, if it means damim, then everything we just said doesn't make any sense. Everything we just said is not true. So, Rabbis and Amor, Rabbi can argue on this brisa. So, ikad da amri hu mosif lav hu mefarik la. Some say Rabbi himself asked this kasha and then he answered it. Vikadami Amalei Rabba, and some say that Rabba gave the follow. He didn't ask it, but he gave the answer. Hachi Katani. Here's how we're going to explain this brisa. I'm sticking to my guns about the Damim. I'm sticking to my guns what I've said. Here's how we're going to explain the brisa. You ready? Kol Shechai v'ben Chorin b'kavana al pi edim kofer. If we're talking about a human being, and there would be kavana. And Edim, Yechayev Kofer. Same thing, Chayev Be'eved Knas. You would be Chayev to pay the Eved a 30 shekel. V'chol Shechayev B'ben Chorin, Shelo B'Kavana Al Pi Edim, Damim. And if there's no Edim, what does that mean? V'chol Shechayev B'ben Chorin, Shelo B'Kavana. Sorry, without Kavana. And in other words, if two Edim come and say, the ox did damage, the ox killed somebody with kavana, then what's it going to be? You're going to pay kofer to a human being, to a regular man, a regular Yisrael, and you're going to pay shloshim shekel to an eved. But v'chol shechayev b'mechorin shelo b'kavana al pi edim, but if two edim come and say, there's an accident happened, so then damim, therefore, you have to pay damim. Why? Because the guy, lamaisa, the guy got damaged. Chayiv be'eved shelo b'kavana al pi edim damim. Same thing by an eved without kavana, they're going to have to pay damim. Okay. In other words, this brisa is nothing to do with being moda. That's the key. This brisa doesn't say anything about moda. When are they the same? When is edim that walk in? When did Rabbi say they're different? When you're moda. You can't be moda on a knas. You can't be moda on the shloshim shekel. Edim walk in? What can I say? So when the Braisa says Bain Bekofer, Bain Bemisa, they're both the same. Yeah, if Edim say it was Kavana, they're both getting killed. If Edim say it wasn't Kavana, you have to pay. Your animal was Nezek and Eved, your animal was Nezek a human being. What's the difference? A human being, I meant the Yisrael. Eved's also a human being. Right? So that's the distinction. You hear that? This Braisa is not talking about being Modeh, this Braisa is talking about Edim. When Edim won't get, there's no difference. What's the difference? When you're Modeh. You can't be Modeh on a Knas. Kofer you can be Modeh on. That's the difference. That's why this Bryce is not a kasha. Amalei Rava, Rava says, wait a minute. Ihachi, if that's true, Isho, then what about a case of Ish? Right, what are we saying now? That there's damim on killing a person with Edim, even though there'll be no kofer or no knas. Right? That's what we just said. There's no knas. Why is there no knas? Because why is there no knas? Because there's no kavana. Why is there no kofar? There's no kavana. He's still paying damim. Right? He's still paying damim. Right? So this brisa, the way Rabbi just explained this brisa, if someone dies, whether it's an Eved or Yisrael, you're going to pay damim for having the guy die, even if it was an accident. Even if the animal didn't do a kavana lahazik, but he killed him. Kofar you don't pay, and knas you don't pay. Damim you still pay. Right, that says there's three payments being paid. Damim, Knas, and Shloshim Shekel. So Amalei Rava, wait a minute. If that's true, that what? That this Damim, even when there's no Knas, and even when there's no Kofar, if that's true, then Isho, then a man who burns down something and kills a guy, Shaloba Kavana, without Kavana, I'll pay Edim, but Edim saw that happen. Nishalim Damim. You should have to pay Damim for that. By the way, there's no Kofar Bayesh. There's no such thing as Kofar Bayesh. There's no such thing. Kofar is only by a shor. Right? So you burn down the guy's building and the guy was inside. There's no Kavana for that. There's no Kofar. There's no nothing. There should be Damim. Now we're going to say there is no Damim. Why isn't there Damim? Now, why don't you pay Damim? How do you know you don't? If you say we don't from the following Mishnah, you tied up the goat, or Eved Samachla, and the Eved was standing over there, and they both got burnt, Chayiv, you have to pay for the goat, and you have to pay for the silo that you burned down, but you put there on the Eved. Why? Because the Eved could have ran away. What if the Eved was tied up? Ugadi Samachlo, and the Gadi was nearby, Vinisraf Imo, and everyone got burnt. Patu, you don't have to pay. Why don't you have to pay? Kimle Midiravamine. You're gonna get killed. Why are you gonna get killed? You killed a man. Right? You killed the Eved. Eved couldn't run away, he's tied up. Right? Why don't you pay Damim? That's the question. Why don't you pay Damim? What? You potter on the Gedi, because the Gedi we hold couldn't run away because it got frightened, we said that already, and you potter on the Eved. Right? Why you potter on the Eved? Because you don't pay Damim when you kill a man with an Ish. Why not? Amarish Lakish. No, we already explained that case. That case was because she hits it. Gufo shel Eved. No, you torched the Eved. I think you burnt down the silo. We explained this Gemara already, this mission already. You went over to an Eved and you burnt him up. Crazy person. Therefore, the Kimle Midravamine. Of course you don't pay Dom for the Eved. You murdered him. That's why you potter. Ella, so that's not a raya that Aish doesn't have to pay Domin. You don't pay Dom over there because you killed the guy. Kimle Midravamine. With Bemazin. Right, you tied up an Eved, you killed him. Of course, you don't pay damim for that. Ella, mehadatanya. Have it over here. Chomer be'esh mi b'bar. Esh is worse than bar. She'esh mu'edet la'echel. An esh will kill. That makes no difference. Anything in its path, be'davar ha'royala, whether it's wood, be'davar she'ein royala, whether it's not roy for it, doesn't make a difference. Ma she'ein kein b'bar. B'bar, you put there on kalim and azam. Bar doesn't you don't have to pay for all damages. Only certain types.
Eish doesn't make a difference. Bar, it doesn't make a difference. The ilu, however, sha'eish mishalemez shloba kavana damim, that the fact that an eish has to pay damim when it kills without kavana, in other words, without kavana, masha ein kein babar. That doesn't apply by bar. Bar is potter on misa. It doesn't say that eish is also potter on misa. That lokatan, that it doesn't say. Therefore, you're not chayiv if you kill it. You're not chayiv for damim if you kill somebody by accident with eish. So you see, you're not. Why not? Why should eish be different? He proved that you're not chayiv. So the Gemara said, why didn't you be chayiv? Because if you were be chayiv, then the Mishnah mentioned that as a distinction. Eish and bar are totally different. Bar, someone falls in there and dies, you putter. Eish, someone gets burnt up by mistake, should be chayiv. Define a distinction. Obviously, it's not true. Why isn't it true? Why should you be putter? Why should you not have to pay if you kill somebody? Damim. But eish. But sure you are. How come here you're not? The Gemara says, well, Dilma Tan of a Shire. Maybe it's in the Brisa, but it wasn't mentioned. Right? Maybe it wasn't mentioned, but Taka, it is different. By bar, you putter if you kill a man. Why? Torah says. What's the reason for that? We don't know. If it's Svara, he should watch where he's going, but we don't know. Torah says, fine. Eish, Torah never said. Now this Mishnah seems to imply that if you kill a man with Eish Meshogeg, you're not Chayav Damim. Why not? So then, well, maybe you are Chayav Damim. The Mishnah left it out. Okay. Now, Ella, so the Gemara is going to say as follows. Ella Rava, Gufa, Rava didn't ask it as a Kasha. Why are you not Chayav by Eish? How come not? He didn't ask it as a kasha. Rava Gufa Ibuyim Iboyele. He was just wondering about it. What would be, I always walk down the street, what would be the following? That's all he was doing. It wasn't an attack on Rava, it doesn't make any sense, I have a shayla. He was just wondering, what would be? Why is it taka true that you don't have to pay by Eish? I don't know. Rava was wondering. We always have these questions, we don't know the answers to them. Right? Why would it be? Right? I was wondering, Isho Shaloba Kavana, me Mishalim Damimolo. Would you pay? If somebody killed somebody with Eish, Bishogig, do you pay Daman for that? I don't know, he's wondering. He's wondering to himself, me, I'm reading, do we say, Lagabe Shar, by Shar, who did Kavana Mashalim Kofar? If a Shar attacks on purpose, you pay Kofar, Shloba Kavana Mashalim Damim, and if it's not on purpose, you have to pay Damim, you still pay Nezek. Lamaisa, the guy got damaged, Aval Isho, but by Eish, the Kavana Lo Mashalim Kofar. There's no Kofar if you kill a man with Eish. There's no kofir. So shaloba kavana nami lo mashalim damim. So b'shoge wouldn't have to pay damim. O dilma, or maybe kiven de gabe shor shaloba kavana. When a shor damages shalob kavana, afa gaf to leka kofir. Even though there's no kofir, mashalim damim, you have to pay damim. Gabe ish or nami. So same thing by yesh. Afa gaf to be kavana lo mashalim kofir. With kavana there is no kofir by yesh. Shaloba kavana. So without kavana, yes mashalim damim. Maybe you would have to pay damim. Lo Yadana, I don't know, I'm wondering. Teku, we don't know either. That's all Rava meant. He wasn't asking an attack on Rava, how could it be? He was wondering among himself. And you know what? The Gemara says, we also don't know. It's a good question. We see the two sides of the suffix. Did you compare it to Shor or not? I don't know. Teku. That ends the Gemara. Okay? So Rava's distinction between being Modeh, Beknas, and being Modeh to the Kofar stands. That's a good distinction. And that is the distinction. Okay? And then we had all those questions on it, which we were able to fend off all those questions. Okay? And then we end up over here for Teiku. Okay, let's try to get to the two dots. Next. Kiyasa Ravdimi Amr Rav Yochanan, Kofer. We know that if you kill, that if someone dies, if someone gets killed by another, by a person's, he has to be Kofer. Mat Hamad Lomer Im Kofer. Why does the pasuk say im kofar yushas olav? What do you mean im kofar? If you have to what do you mean im? So the Gemara says, L'rabos kofar shalom b'kavana ki kofar b'kavana. He holds, you even pay kofar shalom b'kavana. Im, any kind of kofar, even below b'kavana, you're going to pay kofar. Amalei abaya el miyata eved nami. Same thing by an eved. Ma tamad lomer im eved. L'rabos eved shalom b'kavana ki eved b'kavana. That's also so too. If you kill an eved b'kavana, you should have to pay shloshim shekel. V'chitei mahachanami, v'amir shlokish, shar shehemet as eved, shalom kavana, potter mishloshim shkalim. Rishlokish said, you potter in that case. So why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan hold Yechayiv? What? Yeah. So Amalei says, Rav Dimi Tobaya, Gavra Karamis. What, you're asking me a kasha from Reish Lakish from Yochanan? It's two different people. Right? Two different people. So what kind of, so that's right, they have a machlokas about that. And, Kiyasa Ravin, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Eved, Ma Talmud Lomar Im Eved. Why does it Im Eved? Larabos, Eved Shaloba Kavana, Kevin Bekavana. Rabbi Yochanan now has a different shita. Reish Lakish, and what about Reish Lakish? Nami Nema, Mi Eved, Im Mi Eved. So Mi Eved, Im Eved, Lo Darish. And Kofer, Im Kofer, Nami Lo Darish. Doesn't darish on these ims. These ims don't teach him that Peshlova Kavana, you have to pay also. No. Amri, Lo. No, maybe not. Eved, Im Eved, Lo Darish. Eved, the Im Eved part, that is for sure doesn't darish. Kofer, Im Kofer, Darish. Maybe the Kofer party does darshan. Umayshna, what's the difference between Im Eved and Im Kofer? The difference is Eved, Im Eved, Lo Ksiv, Makam Tashlumin. The word Im Eved is not written by the payment. It's written by Im Eved, Yigach Shor. If an Eved will damage. But Kofer, Im Kofer, Ksiv, B'makom Tashlumin. That's written Im Kofer, Yushas Olav. That's mamish, the actual tendering the payment of Kofer. Maybe that would imply the Talimud, that even includes, even Shalom B'Kavana. Maybe Reish Lakish would agree to that, by Kofer. By Eved, for sure not. Why? Because the Im is not written by the payment, it's written by the damage. So you can't compare, you can't bring that over to teach me that even in Eved, the damage in Eved, Shalom B'Shogi, you also have to pay Shalom Shekel. Absolutely not. Okay? Okay, that's the end of the, we'll stop over here. And like I said, it wasn't easy tomorrow. I'm not sure what tomorrow's like. I'm sure it's going to be great. And we'll continue tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.